Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, do you have the boots that are made for walking? Perhaps you have a raspberry beret, blue suede shoes, or maybe you're forever in blue jeans. There's nearly a song for every wardrobe item. But how many of these do we actually need? Well, apparently, all we need is 20 pieces in our wardrobe. What's the secret to a happy closet? Award-winning author Anne-Marie O'Connor has the answers to our closet queries and cleanouts. And she is on the line now. Anne-Marie, how are you?
I'm good, Claire. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm slightly concerned, though. I have definitely got, I would say, five times that amount in my wardrobe.
Yeah. The great news is that the 20-piece rule is not an abstemious rule by any means. It's really a jumping-off point, a foundation from which we can build a happy closet. So that's the good news. The 20 pieces aren't a magical number by any means either. They're more of a mathematical number. So I came up with this number. I was inspired, I should say, by the law of vital few. And it basically says that 80% of the effects of anything that we do come from 20% of the causes. So that means in real terms, in terms of your wardrobe, 20% of what you wear is going to give you the most bang for your buck. So what are you doing with the other 80%? So what we really want to be able to show people, or what I want to be able to show people, is how to have more with less. Because I was once a hardened hoarder. The irony was, I've been working in the fashion industry for 16 years, and I was a stylist and a wardrobe consultant, and I was clearing out people's wardrobes, and my own looked like a unicorn's hen party. It was like, you know, more of a costume department at Caesar's Palace. I was collecting rather than selecting. So that inspired me with the Happy Closet to create what's pretty much, it's like a spectrum from past to future. And where we want to be is in the middle, dressing the person that we are today. Because with most of us, we either dress the person that we were, so we hang on to things from the past, we won't let go, or we dress the person that we want to be. So we're following those TikTok trends, we're following all this newness, but nothing has any relation to what's in our closet. So I was the girl who had like 18 spangly dresses, but I had nothing to wear to the shops to get a pint of milk, you know? So that was kind of really my inspiration for the happy closet and for this 20-piece rule. And what's great about this rule is that you can use it as a tool for understanding your personal style. You can use it when you're going on holidays. You can use it when we're doing right now with the seasons that are changing. If you're looking to change over from summer to winter, because with our lives, I mean, our lives pretty much change on the regular. I mean, the most obvious example is the pandemic. I mean, our lives have changed dramatically as a collective, you know, not least the way we show up for work. Like many people who used to wear suits no longer have the necessity for suits. So it's really a useful tool when you go through a big life change. Like, for instance, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease a few years ago. So for me, I had to use the 20-piece uniform to kind of figure out, what do I need anymore? Like, I can't be doing with like loads of buttons and fiddly bits when my tremor acts up and I'm trying to leave the house in a hurry. So it can be, that's the good news, is that you can use it as an interim solution if you're looking to kind of, if you need more help with decluttering that wardrobe that's filled with loads of stuff, or you can just use it really if you're looking to kind of maybe adopt a more minimalist lifestyle. But it's a good jumping off point rather than a kind of going the whole hog. I always tell people, if you're going to declutter your wardrobe, don't do the extreme things that you see on YouTube where people, you know, decide to get rid of, you know, everything bar 10 items, because the natural reaction will be, in a few days' time, you'll panic and you'll just refill it.
Or so you'll live a much more stress-free life. I think anyone that's done a closet clear out, you know, you sleep better that night. You can pick what you have and see what you have a hell of a lot better. So give us an idea of these 20 items, you know, what they are, now, what your start-off point should be.
The 20 items, you want one coat, you want. Now, these, may I just start by saying, I always say with people, you have to look at your lifestyle. So I'm going to give you 20 items that suit most people's lifestyle.
Okay.
They may not suit yours, depending on where you live. You know, that's really important and what you do for a living. So I always say to somebody, if you're a mother of three with, you know, who goes to Pilates on the weekends and volunteers, you know, in the evenings, you might have a different set of variables to somebody who is a corporate director and, you know, has a different set of needs. So everyone is different, but this is the most important thing is that we focus on the garments, the types themselves. So we have one coat, we have one dress, three jackets, five tops, five bottoms, and five shoes. Now, I've done the math because I do this with corporate clients. I've done this with private one-to-one, and I'm doing it for myself at the moment because I'm changing over from my summer clothes to bringing in my winter and seeing what I need. So with a coat, I always say you need something that's going to do double time. You can't have things that are, oh, I love that summer dress for a picnic in the park. I love that, you know, back in the day when we would buy a whole outfit for a wedding that we'd wear once and never wear again. You need to find something that does double time. So you can't just have a one and done. So for your coat, I always say look to something, whether it's a double-breasted or single-breasted wool coat or something like a trench coat. The trench coat is just such a great example because it dates back to World War II. It looks just as good on men as women. You can be 8 or 80 years old. It looks fantastic. It looks great with dresses, skirts, and trousers, and you don't have to worry about the length, whether it's the right length for what it is that you're wearing. Typically, it goes with most things. So that's what you're looking for.
Well, Anne-Marie, I'm so sorry. We are running out of time, but where can people find you so they can get more information on this?
AnneMarieO'Connor.me, or you can find me on Instagram at AOCDOTME, AOC.me.
Okay, brilliant. And Anne-Marie, I still think you could have rocked that spangly dress to the shop for your milk. Without question, without question. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for coming on. That's Anne-Marie O'Connor there, author of The Happy Closet and fashion editor at The Irish Examiner. So could you live that way? Think about what's in your wardrobe now. Could you pare it back to just 20 items? Texter says, wardrobe. I worked in retail and had a bulging wardrobe. Now I make my own clothes and I have 29 pieces of clothing and that is all I need. And less is more. I think we are moving into a world now with sustainability where we're really beginning to question fast fashion, that dopamine hit where people, you know, we just order online and we don't even know what's arriving to the door. And then 3 weeks later, it's in a bag going to charity. And look, donating is fine, but we really need to question how much we have in there. So do let us know. Could you live with just 20 items?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.